when I look back, this is a great year, isn't it? It's the 50th year of Doctor Who. And I was there a long time ago. And when I look back on my career, which Doctor Who was so important, it was the happiest professional time of my life because I got Doctor Who at a time when I was very... I wasn't very happy in myself, and I was very uneasy and disappointed, and I'd had a little flirtation with movies and everything. And along came Doctor Who, and then suddenly my life absolutely changed, and everything to do with work, apart from the inevitable frictions, creative frictions, was to do with Doctor Who, and it made me happy, you know, and that's why I stayed so long. Perhaps some people think far too long. So anyway, I've been gone, and I keep telling people, and I wrote an autobiography and said how happy I was doing Doctor Who. And here I am now, about to have my 80th birthday party. not party. 80th birthday event. And I'm Doctor Who again, you know. So my happiness is restored. And in those days, of course, you know, I could run upstairs. My health is generally good, but my legs are getting very stroppy. But there you are. And it's effortless to me because, you know, it was the only part that really I didn't have to strive for. Everything about the character, that mercurial, benevolent, alien quality that he had, all of those were factors for which I had tremendous sympathy, you know. And I remember Barry Letts saying to me after I'd signed a contract and everything, he took me to dinner and said, "Do you know what you're going to do with it, Tom?" And I said, "I don't know." And he was horrified. And then as soon as we went to rehearsal and I started to say these preposterous lines, you know, it was just heaven. And everyone was falling around with laughter. Old Barry said, "Yeah, that'll do fine." And then the audiences responded and suddenly it's everything I imagined that performers want. I became a hero. It lapsed after I left Doctor Who, and now it's come back, and I'm a hero again.
And if someone had never seen your Doctor, could you sum him up in one line?
One word, I think. Adorable.